The Conference Committee on House Bill 2281 will come to order. I understand we have some amendments in front of us, the B-14 amendments. Paul, would you be willing to go through those with the committee, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I have a summary sheet for you that's labeled House Bill 2281, Conference Committee, and just summarizes the House version of 2281, which was a 100% sales factor starting on July 1, 2003. It has a revenue impact of $98.4 million in 2003-05. The Senate version did not amend the sales factor or the start date, but did add an allowance for taxpayers in telecommunications and utilities to select between the single sales or the current law double sales. The revenue impact of that was $101.3 million. The proposed amendments are all contained in dash B-14s, which should be before you. That does a number of things. The first is it starts increasing the sales factor weight beginning on May 1st, 03. This is for taxpayers for tax years beginning May 1st, 03. Goes to a 75% sales factor with a 12.5 property and 12.5% payroll. And then it goes to a 95% sales factor starting May 1st, 05, again for tax years beginning on or after that date. It also includes a working family credit, refundable working family credit. The House Bill 2716 is essentially woven into the B-14 amendments, and that has a revenue impact. There are no elections or exemptions in the weighting factor for apportionment. The revenue impact of the dash B-14s is $64.4 million in 2003-05. That's $15.2 million of that results from the refundable working family credit, $49.2 million from the change in the apportionment factor. The 05-07 impact is $110.9
million. Okay, any questions?
Mr. Chairman, the Senate version, thank you. The Senate version of the bill included exemptions for utilities, and I still believe that the utility exemption is necessary and reasonable, and that it will removal of that may create some serious resistance to the passage of a bill that I think is extremely important for public policy. The House version adds the working, or at least the amendments before us add the working family tax credit, which I think are extremely good public policy. I would like to see the B-14 amendments adopted for that reason without the exemptions being deleted from the body of the bill.
I think what we would need to do, Senator, is suspend the rules for the purposes of a conceptual amendment to restore that language which has been deleted in the dash 14.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Shetterly.
Yes, I would, on that score, I would move that we suspend the rules to allow a conceptual amendment of the dash B-14 amendments.
Okay. Representative Shetterly has moved that we suspend the rules for the purposes of a conceptual amendment. Is there any objection? Okay. Rules are suspended.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
I move that we conceptually amend the dash B-14 amendments by restoring lines 13 through 24 on page 1 of the de-engrossed bill and lines 1 through 18 on page 2 of the de-engrossed bill.
Okay, Representative Shetterly has moved a conceptual amendment that we restore on the de-engrossed version of House Bill 2281 on page 1 lines, did you say lines
13?
Mm-hmm. Lines 13 through 24, and on page 2, lines 1 through 18. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair.
President Federal.
Just to state my intent, the intent would be to do just what Senator Ferrioli suggested, which was to restore that telecommunications and utilities amendment that was made in the Senate. So I think that it's a clean conceptual amendment to restore those precise lines in the bill.
As I understand that language, Representative, it gives those companies an election. Is that correct? To use the current system or to go to the new weighting?
Mr. Chair, that is my understanding, and I don't know, Paul, you may want to address the revenue impact.
Right.
As a result of that, it's a small revenue impact, but it does change the revenue impact that was reported to us earlier.
Paul, can you go over that?
Maintain the Senate version with utility and telecom selection of a double-weighted sales factor would add $2.9 million to the 03-05 impact and would add $3.3 million to the 05-07 impact. So now the 03-05 impact would be $67.3 million and the 05-07 would be $114.2.
Okay. We have suspended the rules. The motion is in front of us. Is there any other discussion on the motion? Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, the conceptual amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
I move the dash B-14 amendments as conceptually amended to House Bill 2281.
Representative Shetterly moves the B-14 amendments as conceptually amended to House Bill 2281. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Just to say that I think this is a good opportunity to move two innovative tax policies together, the single sales, and also I'm very, very pleased to see the working family child care tax credit find a home. We're moving forward, and glad that we could make that happen in this conference committee. So my thanks to the other members of the conference committee. This is I think, a good step forward.
Okay. Other discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Farioli.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'll defer to the House member.
Okay. Representative Melton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senator Farioli. And I just want to tell this conference committee how grateful I am for your efforts. This is going to mean everything. You know, we've heard all sorts of different economic factors this session about, you know, how we're moving ahead and job growth in this state. And I just think this is a big step in our belief that we can. And it's certainly essential. We never want, again, to have hunger or be named number one in hunger. And so I am so grateful for what you've done, and I believe that the money invested back in our community is just a tremendous investment for the future. And on behalf of my single mother advocacy, I just want to thank you so much for this credit. It means everything, not just to single mothers, but, you know, to those that have not quite made that bracket where they feel... you know, they're really making a living wage. And I just think you've done a great job, and I am so grateful we didn't close down before this happened. And let's just get moving.
Thank you, Representative. Senator Farioli.
Mr. Chairman, the purposes of this reinvestment in community, I believe, are to grow the economy of Oregon. Many people in this building, in this body, are skeptical about that. I think this is an excellent opportunity to show that by a significant investment in Oregon's key industry, we can grow the economy. And I believe that the feedback effects of the legislative fiscals analysis are underestimated. I'm hoping that we can prove that this is a justifiable and worthwhile investment and that it pays significant dividends, not only in job creation, minimum of 4,500, we think, and in income growth, but also in receipts by the state for income taxes for personal and corporate income. Moreover, I would like to just note for the record that I think the House Chairman of Revenue has been the significant champion of the child care tax credit in this legislative session, and were it not for his unwavering belief that this was a social justice issue, I think we would not have had it added to this bill. So I just want to point out that I think without the House Revenue Chair's effort, we would not have seen this proposal put forward, and I think it's a good one.
Thank you. Any other discussion? I would just add, I think this is an excellent example of how the process can really work. We had two separate bills here running on separate tracks. Obviously, in both of them, we're concerned about the revenue impact in future biennia. But I think on the one bill, on House Bill 2281, we see the need from an economic development standpoint to have a proactive, intelligent position that will welcome investment in our state and the investment in more payroll in our state. And I think House Bill 2281, as we end up here in the B14s, addresses what has been a serious problem, because currently when a company here in Oregon invests more here or it hires additional people here, it exposes itself to more tax here, and it creates a disincentive for that type of investment, particularly for companies that have made a significant investment in the state. So I'm pleased to see that bill move forward, even in the somewhat more modified version, and I think over the long term it works positively for Oregon. But I think also by including the Working Family Child Care Tax Credit, what we have done here is we've added a critical policy that looked like it was about to die in this session, and now hopefully it has a future, and it will bring some real relief to low-income families, particularly low-income families that are struggling to raise children and make ends meet at the same time. And I think, and I also recognize Representative Shetterly for his work on this, and I think if this can go all the way and we can get this back through both floors and get the governor to sign it, it'll be a real victory in terms of that policy as well. So,
we'll just get a quorum.
Yeah, we'll get there, I think, eventually. So with that, if there's no further discussion, please call the roll on the motion.
Senator
Biedermeier. Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
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 Aye. So the B14 amendments to House Bill 2281 as substantially amended have been adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Okay, I'll see if I get this right. I move the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 2281 as amended by the Conference Committee, and that the bill be amended and repassed. Good enough, Paul? Yeah. Okay, I move the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 31. The bill be further amended as reflected in the action of the Conference Committee today.
And
by that's right, and repassed. Did you get that, Carl? Good.
As further amended in the dash B14 amendments and the conceptual amendments
right.
there, too, and be repassed. Is that the motion?
You bet.
Quickly. Quickly,
that's
right?
That's the motion. Any discussion on the motion? I think we probably said what we wanted to say. So please go ahead and call the roll.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries, and House Bill 2281, as further amended by the B14s and conceptually amended thereto, will go back to the both bodies. I guess we need to determine carriers. Is there a volunteer in the Senate? I don't know if you've all talked about that.
Yeah, we have not.
Pardon me?
Mr. Chairman, we have not discussed it among the...
Okay, is there something...
That would not have been legal.
Okay. Is there a volunteer to carry the bill in the Senate?
I'll be happy to carry it.
Okay. Senator Ferrioli will carry the bill in the Senate.
And co-carry?
Why don't we, Representative Shetterly and the chair will co-carry the bill in the House.
Yes, it always takes two House members to equal one Senate.
Guess what I read in the Constitution?
Is that what is 30 of ours and us and 15, 60 of us and 30 of you?
Exactly.
Any other anything else before the conference committee before we adjourn?
We got signatures.
We'll have to do signatures on the way
out. Until you sign.
Yeah, so please stay around and sign. And thank you, everybody, for your attendance. And I'm glad we got it completed.
Thank y'all.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.